Praise the Lord. Message number 11. The title of the message, The Criteria of Success. In the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, the word of God teaches the following. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Bless this time and anoint my lips, O God, to preach and teach your word to your people. I pray, O God, that the message will inspire many to walk in your ways and to follow you, and to be a good example for others in the way they live their life unto you, O God. Lord, we pray you take the message with the Holy Spirit and you bring it to your people who are waiting to hear your word. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the verse that we read, the word of God instructs us is not to leave the word of God, is not to leave apart the book of the law, and that's the Bible. Not to let it depart from our mouth. We need daily reading it day and night. We read and meditate on what we read day and night. So we read, we get informed, and then as you meditate and we think, the word of God will renew and will renew our mind and will transform us and will enable us to obey carefully everything written in it. So there are three things here, the way for success. We need to read the Bible. We need to meditate on it day and night, continuously. And third, we need to obey everything written in it. Then we will be prosperous and successful. In this message, we will read part of one of Bible hero's character, and we study that person in that chapter, and we will try to relate his good character that brought him success into our life. Stand your Bible to Genesis chapter 39, and in this chapter we will read part of Joseph's life in Egypt. He was in a foreign land. He was bought as a slave. He was betrayed, and he was put in a bad situation. But God was with him and he granted him success. Let us read the whole chapter, and then we will try to pick up from the chapter 39, book of Genesis, and from other related resources about Joseph and other in other chapters of the Bible, and we put it forward and apply it in our life. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt. Potiphar, an Egyptian who was one of the Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard, brought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything he owed. From the time he put him in charge of his household and of all that he owned. The Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. The blessing of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had, both in the house and in the field. So he left in Joseph's care everything he had. With Joseph in charge, he did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. Now Joseph was well built and handsome, and after a while his master's wife took notice of Joseph and said, "Come to bed with me." But he refused. "With me in charge," he told her, "my master does not concern himself with anything in the house. Everything he owns, he has entrusted to my care. No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" And though she spoke to Joseph day after day, he refused to go to bed with her or even be with her. One day he went into the house to attend to his duties, and none of the household servants was inside. She caught him by his cloak and said, "Come to bed with me." But he left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house. When she saw that he had left his cloak in her hand and had run out of the house, she called her household servants. "Look," she said to them, "this Hebrew has been brought to us to make sport of us. He came in here to sleep with me, but I screamed. When he heard me scream for help, he left his cloak in beside me and ran out of the house." She kept his cloak beside her until his master came home. Then she told him this story: "That Hebrew slave you brought us came to me to make sport of me. But as soon as I screamed for help, he left his cloak beside me and ran out of the house." When his master heard the story, his wife told him, saying, "This is how your slave treated me." He burned with anger. Joseph's master took him and put him in a prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. But while Joseph was there in the prison, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. So the warden put Joseph in charge of all those held in the prison, and he was made responsible for that all was done there. The warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care, because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. We will study little by little and try to pick up the good criteria, or the criteria of success, that was available in Joseph's character and personality. As we everyone know of you, and that Joseph was sold by his brother to Ishmaelites. They want to kill him. They were jealous of him. They treated him in a bad way, but the Lord was with him. What are the character of Joseph? He's a forgiving person. He have forgiveness in his heart. This is one of the criteria is important. You cannot avoid hurt or betrayal, or people do bad to you. That will come sooner or later. But how you overcome it? God give us the instrument to do that. That is by forgiveness. Joseph should forgive his brother. That's why he was able to adapt his life, and he was able to enjoy life, and he was able to do his responsibilities and his duty. Many people unforgiveness attitude in their life, and their and the bitterness in their heart will drive them to do bad things and take success away from them. So the first character is forgiving person. He is forgiving person. He have a clean heart. There is no bitterness in his heart toward those who hurt him, towards his brothers. No bitterness in his heart toward the Ishmaelites who bought him and then they sell him again. No revenge in his heart or mind toward those who hurt him, but he has trusting his life to the Lord. These all are the criteria for success. Listen, dear audience, and obey and put that in your life. What is personality character in Joseph that draw success to him? He was a humble servant. He was a humble person. He worked as a servant. Although he was from a good family, he was well treated by his father. He was favored, and he was having a good prestige there in the family. And he was gifted with the dreams. He have a spiritual gift, but he was willing to be a servant. He was willing to start from low. Many people, they don't want to be servant. They want to start with master. But many person and character in the Bible, they were willing to start from low level. Ruth, she was willing to glean the wheat behind the harvester. She want to live, and he want to live now in front of him. The only option is that offered him is to be a servant, and he praised the Lord and he worked as a servant. And in Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 to verse 9, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider himself equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in a human likeness, and being found in appearance of as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. So Jesus humbled himself and take the nature of a servant, although he is God. Joseph humbled himself, even that he was from a famous family. But time had come that he needed, and it required of him to humble himself. He was willing to humble himself. What else we can read, and we can conclude from the passage that we read about Joseph? He was a submissive person. He was respecting those over him in the society. Submission to authority is very important way for success. His boss was an unbeliever, but Joseph was doing his part as servant successfully. Even in the eyes of God, Joseph is higher than the person that he was working with. He was higher than Potiphar in the eyes of God. But Joseph knows that God wants him to submit himself to his master. Everyone must submit himself in Romans chapter 13 verse 1 to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authority that exists have been established by God, and that's why he finds himself no difficulty in working as a slave under somebody who is non-believer. More criteria that brought success in Joseph's life. Sure, God is the one who grants him success, but God will grant success to those who are obedient. What else in Joseph's personality? He was willing to be humiliated. Joseph was put in well. Joseph was put in a prison. Joseph was put as a slave. These all humiliative things in Genesis chapter 3. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 1, it says, now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt. He was taken down, taken out, not taken up, was taken down to a lowly position, lowly state. He was willing to be humiliated. You know, some people, when somebody betray them or they pass through hardship, they keep repeating and speaking about it and about it, about it. Enough! Time for you to forget all these things and focus on what God wants you to do. Be willing to be humiliated so that success will find way from God to reach your life. Joseph was willing to work hard. He was a diligent person. How God will bless him when he's lazy? Laziness is sin. Complacency is sin. Irresponsible behavior is sin. He was diligent. He was diligent. They put him as a slave and then he was promoted. He was promoted to be a responsible person, everything in the house and in the field. He started from low position. He proved himself, sure, diligent character. You have to be diligent in your work. You have to be punctual in your work. If you go late and you are not diligent and you are not doing you well, who will promote you? Who will allow success to come to you if you are not diligent? So sure, Joseph was diligent. He was punctual. Sure, he was punctual because he was put in charge of house and field. He was also skillful. He was able to manage what is in the house and what is in the field. So he had multiple skills in different areas. Talents that we receive from the Lord are important to make us successful. God will use the talents and the skills that He gives us in the areas and the field that He places us in. Now, one of the criteria also important for the success of Joseph, and we can adapt in our life, is willingness to adapt. Joseph was taken from one society to another society, from one country to different country, and from one atmosphere and house to another house, but he was willing to adapt. He was willing to adapt, not that he was living like them, or worshipping their gods, or doing what they are doing. No. He was willing to learn another language. He was willing to take another type of food. He was willing to address another kind of dress and cultural things. He was willing to adapt himself and circumstances, and may God call us to go to places and deal with people of different kind, a different kind of food. But we have to be willing to adapt. Another criteria of success. We spoke about the history of Joseph and how much he suffered on the hands of his brothers, but he kept that silent. Some people, when they pass through suffering and somebody do bad to them, they continue speak and they continue grumble. And they will not do anything fruitful. If you keep grumbling and speaking, that will not help you. God wants you to do certain things. The best things? Close your mouth. God's servant, according to God's word, as Jesus is our best example, how to be God's servant. He did not open his mouth. We should not use our mouth to speak and complain and to grumble. That will not bring success in our life. That will bring failure in our life. Joseph, he knows his responsibilities. If we are not responsible people, success will not enter our life. He does his duties before asking his privileges. A responsible person is the person who knows what is laid on him as a responsibility. He knows what he needs to do. He knows the territory that God has placed and the people that entrust to him. And he knows that before he takes his privileges, he needs to perform his duties on all level with success. Joseph was a good steward. He proved that when they put him in the house on the field, he managed everything well. Part of the stewardship is we need to know how to deal with people. We need to have wisdom, and Joseph have the wisdom from the Lord. This is another skillful criteria that brings success in our life. We need to have wisdom. We need to ask God wisdom. Joseph was sure as a steward, he must know how to deal with the people, and he must know how to deal with money. You will not have success if you don't know how to deal with people, and if you don't know how to deal with money. This is all important point for success to reach your life. Sure, he know how to speak. Even when that woman is trying to seduce him, he know how to speak to her. Speak the truth in love. He caught the word of God and he told her everything, explained to her that he was entrusted by his master about everything, and his master has entrusted him everything except the wife, because that is his wife. And he told her, I will not do such terrible things and sin against the Lord. He brought the word of God. He preached to her the gospel even. He knows how to speak. Everyone knows that he is Hebrews. And he must have excellent, extraordinary criteria and personality and character to attract people to Christ. Today we are attracted to the personality of Joseph to follow his example. So he knows how to speak. He is a dependable person. This all we can conclude. If God gave him a chance to work and to prove himself, and he is lazy, he is complacent, he postponed, he is not careful to do his duty well, how God, we believe that God him success? Never. If he is irresponsible, God would not be standing with him. What more criteria? Sure, he was faithful to God and to his work and to the person who opened his house to him. Joseph sure was trusting God in that place. Sure, he was fearing God, because when he was asked to do certain things wrong, he mentioned it clearly. Even no one knows, even no one in the house. But I will not do it because I fear God. How I will do such terrible things, such wicked things, and sin against God? What more criteria that we can see in Joseph's personality? He feared God. He kept all the word of God in his heart. Psalm 119 verse 11, I have kept my word in your in my heart. I have kept your word in my heart so that I would not sin against you. The Bible tells us, and thus she spoke to Joseph day after day. He refused to go to bed with her or even be with her. So he was a very stern, firm person. He was a very clear-minded person. He was very well self-controlled and disciplined person. He say no to sin. He say no to sin. And that's very important criteria for success. Those who are not willing to say no to sin, then they don't have a blessing in their life. Success will not find a way for them. They do good things, but what's their sin? What they did, it will be destroyed. And that is very important point. Joseph was a man of integrity. What he say to God, his commitment to God kept. His commitment to this sponsor kept. His commitment and his word to the people around him that he is a Hebrew, he is a man of integrity, he kept it also. He was not willing to do anything wrong against the Lord. He was careful to go away from that woman. He did not give chance to her. Same for you. Look around you. Are you living in sin? Then no success for you. Is there temptation around you, woman or man, or friends, or drinks, or smoke, or money that will take away from God? Love of money and corrupted things, injustice, manipulation, you will get involved to get some success, but that will not bring you success. God, that will bring only failure in your life. God wants you to live your life unto Him. Some people, they ask, why God allowed Joseph to go to prison? God allow trials to come in our life. He want to see us, how we will respond. And God had a purpose. But even in the prison, he proved that he is a dependable person. He is hardworking, diligent, man of integrity, trustworthy, a good steward, good manager, attentive, careful, trusting God, fearing God, have faith in God, not a grumbler, hardworking, willing to submit himself to authorities, willing to be humiliating, punctual, skillful, all these criteria we can learn and we can adopt in our life. Let's kneel down before the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit to check us, and you may discern and you may conclude why there is no success in your life or why there are failures. It is the difficult is in you, not in those who throw you away or those who betray you, not in defect in those who plot against you. It is in you. Joseph did not go for fun or foolishness or allow his life to be polluted with sin and the world. He kept himself pure. He's a true worshipper of God. He's self-controlled. He kept the word of God alive in his heart and his life. And God granted him. God granted him success. You pray to him, Lord, I come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I realize all my sin and my mistakes. Today I commit my life unto you, Lord. Ask for forgiveness. for all my sin, unforgiveness, grumbling, lack of submission, non-humble, non-willingness to adapt, no willingness to suffer, not self-controlled, irresponsible. I ask you forgiveness for my complacency and laziness and lack of integrity, O Lord. I ask you forgiveness for my foolishness, O God, and all the mistakes and the things that I have done out of your plan and out of your ways. O God, I put myself into the hand. Change me and transform me to be a responsible, dependable, trustworthy, faithful, diligent. Use all my skills to serve you and serve the people and society that you entrust to me, O God. Search me, O God, and see if there is anything wrong. Correct me, O God, and guide me, Lord. The thing I know, I repent now. The sin that I know and I am aware of, I repent now. And Lord, the thing that I am not aware, show it to me, O God. And help me, Lord. I want to be a successful person. Help me to focus on you, not on the world or fun, not on my enemies, not on the circumstances, but only unto you. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord, I pray for everyone who repented and he realized what are the things that you wanted from him. Lord, uphold him with your grace and guide him and strengthen him, O God, and shield him with your goodness and your faithfulness. And Lord, I pray that the message bring you glory and honor, salvation of many souls and transformation of many people and more disciples to be raised up, O God. I pray for a hundredfold harvest from your word. I pray that your word that you sent will accomplish your desire and the purpose that you sent it for, O God. Take it to the Holy Spirit and spread it, O God, and make it reach those who are waiting for your word. We thank you and praise you. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Jesus' name. Amen and Amen.